Well, I've been joined by Dean Thomas. He's come and joined us here in this main stand. He's making his debut on Poppy's Radio this afternoon. You've been with us for a few months now, Dean. Just pop that up so we can ask it. And we're just going to have a brief chat with him now. Dean, thanks ever so much indeed for coming and talking to us here on Poppy's Radio. You've been with us here at Kettering for a few months. Not been an easy few months for you, and after a result like that, it's very disappointing. What did you make of today's performance, first of all?
You know, okay, we came into the game very optimistic off the back of the game against against Itchen on Monday. We know it's a tough task, it's a big ask, isn't it, every week. You know, in terms of the players we've got, the limited players that we've got, and the level of footballers that we've got, we know that. It's certainly a work in progress, and we're trying to do our best with what we've got. And, you know, I was quite excited about the game today on the back of the Itchen game. You know, I know it's been a tough ride recently. And, you know, you can sort of cane the players every week if you wanted to, but that's not going to do anybody any good, you know. We can keep encouraging them, helping them to sort of get better, work on them, try and keep them organised the best we can. And that's all we can do, and then we can expect them when we get out. They get out there, they go and put in 90 minutes of minimum requirement is effort, and that's what we need every week. And as I say, after the game against Itchen, I thought today, you know, I was very optimistic going into the game. But unfortunately, you know, you look at the basic errors that we cause ourselves. I mean, every goal is avoidable. But, you know, I just thought one or two players today, and as I said before the game, I said this won't be easy. You know, these lads are fighting at Chippenham for their lives.
Yeah,
and we needed to realise that, you know, we're not in a great position ourselves. And, you know, we needed to roll our sleeves up and win the fight. And we most definitely lost the fight today. I think the first goal was ridiculous. I mean, everyone's watched it today. Chris Logan could have put the ball out of the ground.
Yeah.
And he let the ball run, the kids intercepted it, and that set the trend. You know, up until then, it was not a lot going on, really. They'd had a few little chances, and so have we. And it's just constantly giving away silly goals, ridiculous goals.
Well, arguably, Dean, for the first 15 minutes, Kettering were pretty much on top, and consider yourselves unfortunate not to be a goal in front. Do you agree?
Well, definitely, yeah. Yeah, but that's where, you know, that's where the experience in the side is lacking, where when the momentum's with you, you've got to keep driving on, you've got to keep encouraging each other, keep pushing people on, demanding things from players, and we don't do that. We're a team full of young kids. I do find that not just here, but when I've been at Hinckley and other clubs, you know, the communication skills are very, very poor, and for whatever reason that is, I just think, you know, you can't go out there and play with 11 players and not be a team, not be together, not demand things from each other, and we don't ask enough questions of one another. And that is maybe because of our personalities, or it's maybe because we're lacking that experience. We certainly lack the experience. But, you know, we need to win games of football. You know, we need to work harder, we need to demand more from each other. And, you know, I've enjoyed it. I know it's been a battle. It's been a massive, massive battle. You know, I've been doing this for 3 years at Hinckley.
Yeah.
And, okay, not in this circumstance. You know,
but a team that's still in trouble as well, weren't they?
We've had a fight, you know. While I was at Hinckley, we was always